Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host,
and preach of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Today, we are excited about what God has for you on today. And we want to bring you unto the supernatural, to the miraculous, to let you know that God, that He is God, and that He's God all by Himself. For the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. And if you believe that this morning, I want you to know that you can move in the supernatural, that you can do great and mighty things, remembering that it's not you, but it's a Christ that lives within. For Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's a Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God who gave His life for me. And so here today, here on the Hour Power, I thank God because He shows Himself for who He is. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I proclaim to you today that He does have all power in His hand. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you people may say, you can be assured that He does have all power in His hand. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, we praise You, we magnify Your name. God, we thank You for this day. We thank You, God, for allowing us, God, to come before millions of people to proclaim Your word, to tell them about the goodness of You, to let them know, God, that You are God and that You're God all by Yourself. This morning, we proclaim the goodness and the righteousness of You. We proclaim the miraculous and the supernatural God that we serve. God, we proclaim You, God, has been our shield and our buckler, our high tower, our deliverer. God, we proclaim today that You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You are our deliverer, God. We thank You, God, today, God, because You're God that specializes in every area of our lives. And to this, God, we give You the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, today we're going to be going and studying from the Old Testament. On Wednesday, we began our study from, in the book of Exodus. We went to Exodus, that third chapter. We're going to be in the fourth chapter today, but we just want to recap a little bit. And we want you to know the power of God. And that's all about the power of God and who He is. See, if you can believe the power of God, if you can believe that God is God, if you can believe that there is nothing too hard for God, then you can be able to walk in the greatness of Him. That you can know that whatever you ask God to do in His name, believe in Him, having faith that He's going to do it, you know, He will do it. Many times, people fail them because they ask God to do certain things. And I know the Word of God. They ask and it shall be given. He said, to seek and you shall find a knock, and the door shall be opened. He did say, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, did I move the Word of God, say it, it shall be moved. Now, sometimes we get so thrown off because of the fact that we ask God to do certain things in our lives, and we don't see it right then. But that's when faith comes. Because the Bible says in Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to believe God's word. Abraham and Sarah, they did not see that promised child when God had told them that they were going to have a child. But God, He built their faith. He began to move upon them. The child did not come until much later. But they had to stand in faith. They had to learn how to stand in faith. They had to learn how to believe God. This is this morning that God is trying to let us know that we are His children and we need to stand in faith. Yes, there are going to be some tests and times in our lives. Yes, there are going to be times that we go through situations in our lives, but we're going to have to stand on the promise of God. We're going to have to stand on the word of God. But the word of God says that I will never leave you. He said that I will never forsake you. So when we get to recap in that third chapter of Exodus, we see how, let's begin there at that second verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. We're talking about Moses, how the angel of the Lord had appeared unto him in a flame of fire, and he and out of the bush. And Moses, he was astonished. He looked around, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. It didn't burn up. And Moses said, I would now turn aside and see this great thing, because it was a great thing to see a bush on fire, but it never was being consumed. And the Lord saw that he turned aside to see him, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. He knew his name. He knew that he's been called. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou stand is holy ground. He said, moreover, he said unto him, he said, I am. He was identifying who he was. He was identifying that he was the God of his father. He was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses, because he was afraid, he hid his face, but he was afraid to look upon God. It was something at that point, and it was something that never had happened to him. And yet, he was afraid, but he was able to answer the Lord and say, here am I. God identifying himself, let him know that he was the God of all of these people. And the Lord said, I have surely seen, come on, he said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And he said, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. So here God is letting them know that I've seen the affliction. We talked about yesterday. He's seen their suffering. He's seen their distress. He's seen their misery. He's seen the pain that they were going through. So he said also that he has heard. Don't tell me that God do not hear our cry. He said here in that seventh verse, he said, I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, but I know their sorrow. So he's saying, I know you have heard their cry. Yes, I've heard the sound in an articulate way. I heard the sound. I heard the grief and the suffering. I've seen the tears. I've seen you weep. I've seen you shed tears, because you have been oppressed by the enemy. I see what you're going through. And so I also not only see the tears, but I know that you're going through great sorrow, great affliction. I know great disappointment. Yes, you're sad, and there's many regrets. But then he wants them to know, even as he wants you to know today, that I am God. And I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And that's what we need to know today, that he is God. And here in that seventh verse in part B, it said, and have heard the cry, the reason of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. For I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, to bring them into out of that land into a good land, and enlarge unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And God had commissioned him. God had told him that he wanted to send him because he wanted to deliver his people. And if you didn't get a chance to hear the word on Wednesday, I want you to go back and I want you to read Exodus, that third chapter. Today we're into where the Lord, now he already told him that I want to send you to deliver my people. And here in the first verse of the fourth chapter of Exodus, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice, but they will say, the Lord has not heard, and the Lord has not appeared unto thee. Now, this is a mentality, mentality of Moses. He thought within himself, because first of all, he didn't think of himself being as anybody. You know, sometimes you don't think enough of yourself and you don't know who you are, then you most likely will be afraid of other people, or you're very fearful of coming before others because you're not sure of who you are. You don't have that confidence that you should have in God. See, most of the time, our confidence is not in God, but it's in other things. So we don't have that confidence in God, wherein God wants us to have that confidence and that faith in him, to be able to rely upon him. So here Moses saying, they're not going to believe me. What makes you think, Moses, that they are not going to believe you? He said, they're not going to hearken to me. They're not going to listen to what I said. They're not going to listen to my voice. I mean, what can I say to them? He even said that they were going to say that the Lord has not appeared unto you. So he was thinking less of himself. Before he even went before the people, he had already summed up what they were going to say, how they were going to treat him. Is it not so today in our lives that even before we get before the people that God has ordained for us to go to and to speak to and to preach the gospel and to change their lives, we've already made up in our mind. So the same thing that Moses had made up in his mind, that there was, they were not going to believe him. And they were not going to hearken to his voice. And then he was saying that they would say that the Lord has not appeared. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Who are you that God going to appear unto you? And the Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? What is in thy hand? What is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. He knew that he was holding a rod in his hand. So, in that third verse, and he said, catch it. This is what God is saying to Moses. Catch it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground and became a serpent. And Moses fled before him because there was a lot going on with Moses. But see, God knew who he was. He knew that this was a mighty man of God. Sometimes we don't know who we are. And therefore, not only do we let people say things, but we say things about our own self. So God was telling him, what is in your hand? I say to you today, radio audience, what is and what has God given you? What are you holding in your hand? What gift has God given you that you are not using? And here the word says, he's going to cast it on the ground and became a serpent. And Moses fled from it because in the natural, serpent could be a very dangerous type. And it would be very, very difficult, a very a fearful thing for a person to handle because it can bite, it can kill them. So he fled because he was very fearful of it. He wasn't expecting that. A lot of times, sometimes we're fearful because it's of the unexpected. We don't expect certain things, so we're fearful of different things in our life. And Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Look at the miraculous. Look at the supernatural. Look at what God has done. Now, what God has did, because, you know, you got to believe that he does not have the respect of person. And we have to examine ourselves. We have to look at what God made and what he created. So we have to go back in Genesis and see the how God formed man in his likeness and his image, and how he created all these awesome and wonderful things. And then he made the woman. And that was you. He made you, that representation of you, that woman. Because he didn't just make anything, but everything that he made was good, and it was very good. So here, you still have to know who you are in God. Men and women have to know who they are in God. So then he had something powerful in his hand. Sometimes you don't know what you have in your hand, and that you have that can bring and can do great and mighty things. So he told Moses to cast that rod to the ground. And when it did, as we said, it became a serpent. We already established that he was afraid. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth a hand and take it by the tail. In other words, don't be afraid. I'm going to show you how to pick up this snake. I'm going to show you how to pick up this evil thing. I'm going to give you confidence and let you see that if you handle it right, that it's not going to harm you. It's not going to hurt you. So he told him to take it by the tail. And so after he did that, he put forth his hand, caught it, and became a rod in his hand. Turn back to what he had originally. And they, in that fifth verse, he says that they may believe that the Lord God of their father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared unto thee. So, in other words, I know that you was not the way that it wasn't you because I know you. I know that there has been a change in your life. But now that you met the Almighty God, then I'm going to show you that what God has already done and what God has, that you did meet the Savior, that you did meet the Almighty God, and that he did appear unto you. And then we see, and the Lord had said furthermore unto him, put thy hand unto thy bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous. It was leprosy as snow. It was white like snow when he took it out. Oh, what a awesome God. How, and when I think about how God teaches us and how he leads us, how he guides us, and we can only hear him speak to us, and we can only obey when he speaks unto us. His hand was leprous, like a leper. It was white. And he said, put thy hand unto that bosom again. And he put his hand unto his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it turned again as his own flesh. It was the flesh, the same coloring, nothing wrong with it. It was back to normal, no longer leprosy. It wasn't looking white anymore. And it came to pass, if they, and this is what God let him know, and it came to pass, if they would not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood unto dry ground, unto dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord. Now, what I want you to see first before we enter to that 10th verse, that God was showing Moses his power and the authority that God had. And he was going to let him know that I'm going to put the same authority and power. I'm going to put the same confidence and faith in you, because you is my representative, and I'm going to use you to do great and mighty things. I'm going to use you to come before great men, men that are supposed to be great, people that are supposed to be great. But I want you to know that you have something in order to all. So here he was telling him, now first, what did he do first? He asked him what was in his hand, and it was a rod. Then he told him to throw the rod down, and once he threw it down, it became a snake, and Moses was afraid. Then he told him to pick it up by, he told him how to pick the snake up, remember? And when he did, he took it by the tail, and became a rod again. And then he told him, see, God is teaching. He told him to put his hand inside of his bosom. And when he took it out, it wasn't the same hand. But the hand, the way he put it in, the hand was leprosy. It looked like it turned white. And then after he put it back in there, it began to be like his own hand. God was teaching him to walk in confidence, to walk in faith, to be able to know that I am God. Sometimes we don't recognize that God is God. Sometimes that's why we don't have the faith and the confidence in God, because we don't have confidence in his word. Because many times we haven't studied the word. Remember times we are not walking in the word. The word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God. Need not be ashamed to write it by the word of truth. The word of God said we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So here he is teaching Moses what he needs to know in order to prosper in the things of God. He's teaching him what he needs to know in order to win souls for the kingdom. He's teaching him what he needs to know and to be and able to go before great men, before men that will not believe him, people that will not believe him. So he is taking that time. See, God, he is a patient God. when he was teaching us and instructing us and showing us, and at the same time, he's showing that love because he wants him to know. He wants to build up his faith. He wants to build up his confidence. Do your faith need building up? Do your confidence in God need to be building up, built up? Do you need that strength in him? So here God has showed him, put his hand in his bosom. His hand was leprous. Take it out. And then it was back to normal. And then God letting him know, if they didn't believe after those two signs, they just showed him. He chose them. If you look there at the ninth verse, it said, if they would not believe also these two things, neither hearken unto thy voice, thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. Take the water from the river, and I want you to pour it on dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river, it shall become blood upon dry land. Not going to be any more water. It's not going to even look like water. It's going to look like blood because it is blood. And Moses said unto the Lord, listen what he said. Listen, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither herefore thou sent. Eloquent, herefore thou sent. Thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am, listen to him, I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Now, God have already let him know that, number one, God trusts Moses. See, I call you. See, many times we worry about what is going to happen in our lives. See, many times we're looking at ourselves and instead of looking at God. Many times we have this fear that sometimes we can't deal with because of the fact we're looking at how we're going to appear to other people and what they're going to say about us if we say thus and thus. Now, God has taken patience with him. He has told him what to do. And yet, here he is again. And he's talking about how his tongue. He was telling him how he has a slow, he said, I am slow of speech and a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, listen, who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing of the blind? Have not I, the Lord, didn't I do all of this? Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, you have to remember that it's not your mouth. It is not you yourself speaking things that God is speaking things of your own when God has sent you, but it is God that's speaking and they want to use your mouth to speak forth his oracle. It is God that wants to use you to work miracles before his people. So here Moses, because he was afraid, because he didn't have confidence, and because he didn't have the faith in God, he began to make all of these excuses. I don't know what your excuse is this morning, but we read here in Exodus, the fourth chapter, what Moses' excuses was. He said that he was slow in tongue. And he was saying that he was slow in speech, slow in tongue. And in other words, he didn't speak eloquent. I don't speak like other people speak. You know, I don't have that command. I'm not really precise. I'm not speak in a way that people want to hear what I say. And the Lord said unto him, he had to remind him. And that's why he reminded us this morning. He said, who has made man's mouth? Remember, you didn't make it, but God made your mouth. Remember in the Garden of Eve, how God created the man and his likeness and his image, and then afterwards in another setting, how he had created the woman. And we said before, he made all of these things good and very good. No matter how much we try to downgrade it and how much we find things wrong with our own selves, we have to know that if God wants to use you and God wants to use us, we ought to be available for God. And here, God is reminding him that he is the one that have made it possible for a man to speak and to see and every other thing. Then we look there in that 12th verse of the 4th chapter of Exodus. It says, now therefore go. In other words, you know, you have made many excuses. You have told me that you cannot speak well. But I'm telling you to go. And I will, see, this is what you need to know. He said, I will be with thy mouth. Don't worry about your mouth. Don't worry about the way it sounds. He said, I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Isn't that awesome? To know that we can have that confidence in God, to know that he will teach us, he will lead us, he will guide us in what we should say. And he said, oh, my Lord. After all of that, after all God encouraging him and even loving on him, being patient with him, you know what he said again? He said, oh, my Lord, then I pray thee by the hand of him whom thou will. In other words, don't send me. Send somebody else. But God, don't send me. And then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Then God got angry. So he was patient with him. He was loving on him. Just trying to give it with kindness. And sometimes it's just like a parent. They teach the child and they instruct that child and expect that child to pay attention and to do the things that they ask them to do. And they consistently sometimes do these things. But then it seems like when they're not getting through to that individual, here the word of God, it says the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth, he prophesied, to give him knowledge, to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. I'm not going to let you off, Moses. I'm not letting you off the hook. I'm not going to not send you because you are afraid of us, because you make it all of these excuses. I'm going to use you. And that's what we need to know, that no matter how many excuses that we make, God wants to use you. So he let him know that his brother, that Aaron was coming. And he was saying that he knew that Aaron could speak well. And he's telling him that he says that 14th verse, and behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, in other words, he's going to be glad to see you. Anyone that that you love, haven't seen in a while, they're going to be glad to see you. And hear the word of God saying, thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. You are complaining and you are saying that you can't speak, but you are the one that I'm calling to go. And I want you, since you said that you can't speak, Aaron can speak well. So I want to put the words in your mouth, and you will put the word in Aaron's mouth. So I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth will I teach you what ye shall do. Go for him. The Bible let us know that we do not know the day or the hour that he's coming. The word of God says he's come like a thief. He's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Don't you know that men and women, boys and girls, some of them at the very mouth of hell, and they don't know the importance of salvation. They don't know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. They need to know the word of God, but the word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I believe that there are many people today in the sound of my voice that God is speaking to you to go and to open your mouth and to speak the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. I believe that God is telling you even to be a witness for the kingdom of God. I believe that there are many people that God has put, and different people that God has put at your charge. But like Moses was fearful. He was fearful. Even the word of God tells us, we look at the word and see that he was dealing with fear. And in a sense, some things of you as an individual, I realize that some things that would have come normal, fear because of the fact when remember the bush was burning, and Moses looked, and the bush was not consumed. And then the voice came out of that bush, was speaking to him and called his name. And even when God began to speak to him, he's like going to hide his face. Certain things that when you're not accustomed, not used to certain things, it's going to make you afraid. Just believe God. And you can just trust God. I'm talking about having trust and having confidence in God. I believe that we can move in the supernatural. We can do supernatural things if we trust God. If we have that confidence and that faith in him. He said that I will never leave you. He said that I will never forsake you. We get ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we have preached in Jesus' name, God, there are many out there that are listening to this broadcast, power broadcast. And Lord, I pray, God, now that this is the hour that you have called us to do the miraculous, to move into supernatural. God, to believe your word. God, to let men and women know, God, that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. I pray, God, that you, Lord God, would touch lives today. And God, those that are not saved, God, I ask you, God, to save them. I ask you, God, to forgive them for their sin or their transgression. I ask you, God, to cast their sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Cause them to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things pass away and all things become new. God, those that are of healing right now in the name of Jesus. Where you've been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast coming live on the bonus University of Jacksonville, Florida, please tune in on next Wednesday at the same time. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy encouraging you to go and let God use you. Let God become alive in the innermost part of your soul and in the innermost part of your spirit. And to them, I speak peace and joy to you. May God bless you, keep you. Is out there.